Regular combing for a healthy scalp and surprising beauty benefits. These days, most of us work in front of computers, which often leads to mental fatigue and a tense, stiff scalp. Scalp health not only affects hair growth, but also impacts the facial skin's condition. Traditional Chinese medicine has a saying, "One wrinkle on the scalp corresponds to 6 lines on the face." Hair combing can help with this and is one of the most straightforward skin care methods. Consistently following the proper hair combing technique is akin to giving your scalp a massage. In addition to alleviating mental fatigue and promoting hair growth, it can yield unexpected beauty benefits. Promoting scalp blood circulation through massage. The scalp comprises 5 layers: epidermis, dermis, subcutaneous tissue, galea aponeurotica, and skull bone. A healthy scalp is essential for healthy hair follicles, which, in turn, promote healthy hair growth. Many individuals who maintain the same posture for extended periods while working with computers or phones may experience stiffness in their shoulder and neck muscles. This can exert pressure on blood vessels, slowing the delivery of nutrients to the scalp and resulting in inadequate blood supply to hair follicles. This, in turn, can lead to finer hair strands and even hair loss. Poor blood circulation can result in scalp tightness, making it more susceptible to clogged pores by sweat, sebum, and dandruff. Scalp massage can improve scalp blood circulation, thus delivering more nutrients to the hair. A study published in 2016 by Dr. Taro Koyama and his team in Japan demonstrated the effects of scalp massage. In the study, 9 healthy male participants received a standardized scalp massage for 4 minutes daily, targeting specific scalp areas, over 24 weeks. The standardized scalp massage involved the mechanical force of a scalp massage device, inducing horizontal movement of the skin surface and Z-direction displacement of subcutaneous tissue. The results showed a significant increase in hair thickness in the massaged areas compared to the non-massaged areas of the participants. Researchers believe this may be associated with improved blood flow and stimulation of the dermal papilla cells due to the massage. To assess the impact of the mechanical forces, researchers cultured human dermal papilla cells in vitro under stretch stimulation for 72 hours. The results revealed significant changes in gene expression when compared to non-stretching dermal papilla cells. Analysis confirmed that the stretching force stimulation increased the expression of hair cycle-related genes while reducing the expression of hair loss-related genes. Beauty benefits of hair combing. When signs of aging, such as sagging facial skin, deepening wrinkles, and a dull complexion, become evident, relying solely on facial beauty treatments is insufficient. Scalp care is a vital aspect of anti-aging skin care. Scalp massage can promote blood circulation in the head, cleanse follicles and scalp impurities, and slow down scalp aging. Maintaining a healthy scalp naturally contributes to improving facial lines and sagging. Hair combing also serves as a scalp massage. The key is to focus on massaging the scalp rather than merely detangling the hair. The technique centers around the Baihui acupoint. Starting from the forehead, temples, ears, and occipital bone, comb toward the Baihui acupoint on the top of the head, with a slow and gentle stroke count of 20 to 30 in each direction. Consistently combing the hair once or twice a day may yield unexpected beauty benefits. However, for individuals with oily hair, it is advisable not to overcomb the hair to avoid stimulating the sebaceous glands on the scalp, which can lead to increased sebum production. You may reduce the frequency of hair combing as needed. Combing the hair essentially serves as a means to massage the meridians on the head, namely the governor vessel meridian, bladder meridian, and gallbladder meridian. The governor vessel meridian runs along the midline of the head, passing through the Baihui acupoint at the top of the head and extending to the occipital area. Alongside the governor vessel are the bladder meridian and the gallbladder meridian. The bladder meridian functions as the body's waste disposal channel. Massaging it helps clear the pathway and facilitate the removal of waste and toxins from the body, thus promoting both beauty and wellness. According to TCM, meridians are the channels through which energy flows in the human body. The internal organs are connected to the body's surface through these meridians. Along the meridians are specific points known as acupoints, possessing unique functions. By stimulating the corresponding acupoints through techniques like acupuncture and massage, it is possible to treat diseases related to specific organs. Several individuals committed to using hair combing for their well-being were interviewed and shared some of their positive experiences. Erin, who works at a health company, combs her hair once or twice daily. Since starting, she has noticed more defined facial contours and lifted cheekbones, experiencing results akin to those achieved through beauty treatments. May, in her 40s, mentioned that her shoulder and neck pain had eased since she began hair combing. In her 60s, Mona had uneven and pimpled skin on her scalp, and she was concerned about the possibility of a tumor, which affected her sleep quality. After trying the hair combing method for 2 days, she noticed an improvement in the unevenness of her scalp and experienced better sleep quality than before. TCM encourages regular hair combing, which can help stimulate the blood vessels and nerves beneath the scalp. This, in turn, contributes to the relaxation of the neck, shoulders, and brain, which is beneficial for stress relief and relaxation. Finger massage as an alternative to hair combing. Dr. Dawei Gua, director of the Fuyuan Chinese Medicine Clinic in Taiwan, explained that when a comb is unavailable, one can use one's fingers to massage the scalp. Sun Simiao, a renowned Chinese physician from the Tang Dynasty, wrote in his book 13 Methods for Life Preservation that the first secret to health is frequent hair combing. The method involves rubbing the palms of the hands together 36 times until they become warm. Then, starting from the forehead, stroke the hands backward over the head and back to the front, repeating this process 10 times each morning and evening. Dr. Gua explained that this massage method follows the meridian pathways, which can activate numerous meridians and acupoints, thus promoting blood circulation. This practice is especially beneficial for the scalp and hair roots. He also advised avoiding sharp or closely spaced teeth when selecting a comb for hair combing. It is recommended to use combs made of rubber, wood, buffalo horn, or sheep horn.